very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 31st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the rising political tensions in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ZANU-PF succession dispute.
The influential ZANU-PF Youth League has endorsed First Lady Grace Mugabe's calls for President Robert Mugabe to appoint his successor should he decide to retire. But the 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe told supporters in Chinoy, Mashonaland West Province at the weekend that he is in good health and not ready to retire. He said he would choose a successor when he felt he had found one capable of maintaining the party's dominance over the opposition MTC.
Notwithstanding Mr. Mugabe's pronouncement that he is in good health, succession plots and subplots are thickening fast in his party as rival factions, Team Lacoste, allegedly led by one of his vice presidents, Emmerson Mnangagwa, and G40, which many say is now pushing Defense Minister Sydney Sekeramai to take over from Mugabe, ponder their next move in the event that the veteran nationalist, the world's oldest president, exits the grand political stage. The front runners, of course, are jostling for positions. Gibbs is Mr. Mugabe is said he will not go anywhere. And of course, some analysts that I was talking to are saying that what is required, because the situation is volatile, is for some retired African leaders to come in and talk to Mr. Mugabe. Names such as Thabo Mbeki were floated. And we are hearing from some sources that Mr. Mbeki was actually flying to Harare today. But nobody, there's no official communication from the government as to what is the nature of his business in Harare. But of course, his name is one of the names that has been mentioned alongside Kenneth Kaunda. But Kaunda has been hospitalized lately. Pohamba, Kikwete, and others are being urged to go to Harare to talk to Mr. Mugabe to ensure that, you know, the succession issue is resolved amicably, because Mr. Mugabe himself has said that he is worried that even the military is now involved. So once the military leave the barracks, it becomes a bit problematic, Gibbs. But of course, one hopes that this will be resolved amicably.
Certainly, whenever Mr. Thabo Mbeki's name pitches up, you still remember he actually crafted that kind of unity accord in Zimbabwe. So now we are, there are indications too that maybe he's going there to negotiate for another alliance after the elections. We'll see what is going to happen. So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And remember that we are live streaming on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So let's get talking right now.
Hongu hamawadiwa nasi tlauti jingi chitarisa bata mrefu bata mpupi bata mkovu bata mtete rimbatore ZANU-PF panyaye kuti ndiani achatora chigaro chava Mugabe hapana kunyatso jeka kuti zvicha famba sei. asi vamwe vanoti panofanira kutedzerwa bumbiro remutemo webato rinotiro mutungamiri anosarudzwa kwapera makore mashanu sarudzo dzekupedzisira dzapedzisira kuitwa muna 2014 dzinotevera 2019 asi kana paita dambudziko panoitwa sarudzo mukati memwedzi mitatu tira kuti tinzwewo pfungwa dzenyu gete
ndibambe zvulukandaba lingabe likubonile okwenzakale ngempela vhiki lapho sibona khona unkosikazi Grace Mgabe esenza laphansi abanye abantu bathi njalo phela abantu besintwini ukuthi hayi bamtshele zakugcwala so kulabanye kade betshelwa sibili umuntu sizezigcwale kuthiwa sukuma ngutshele lokhu lalokhu siyakhumbula ke umnumzana George Jalamba bamtshelile ukuthi Jalamba yeke lokwenzayo uhamba kuHerald utshela abantu ukuthi banze into ezimbi kwaphinda njalo abanye batshelwa ukuthiwa lingazame lizame ukwenza ungani bafuna ukuvalela unkosikazi Grace Mgabe esikhundleni kodwa kulokunye njalo akukhulumileyo abantu ingxaba zange bekuzokuhle uthe yena angeke asuka esikhundleni lesiyana nxa sesuka kuyafana lokuthi sesuka kudivorce so uthi hayi nxa kunjalo kuyaba ngazani sedivorce wambani ngumkakhe so sokumeti aye emthethwandaba kwezethe xa kulula indaba yankhona so ke kukhanya kule ngxabangxoza khona ngale sibili kubandla lezanu p f so asikhulumeni sizwe ukuthi lithi kuyahamba njani njalo kuya ngaphi khonoko blessing as pompe for it.
I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Victor Matebandanda, the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Mr. Matebandanda, good evening.
Maneru.
Maneru akanaka. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Matebandanda, there is this issue of succession in ZANU-PF, and we saw you last week actually expressing dismay over what was being done by the First Lady, Grace Mgabe. So, give us your take on exactly what is going on in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
I am out of ZANU-PF. I cannot tell what is happening in ZANU-PF, but I can only tell you what I saw, like everyone, at the Jinoi rally.
Yes.
That is what I saw. The first lady, as you are saying, humiliating a permanent secretary who happens to be a press secretary of the president. And also exonerating Xavier Kasukuere and to some extent Jonathan Moore. That is what we saw, which I think is just abuse of power if it is not the capture of state power by her.
But talking about that allegation, there was another war veteran, I think that is Mr. George Nhlala, who was saying that if you talk about the First Lady in that way, that's tantamount to a coup. In fact, he just fell short of accusing you of plotting a coup with other war veterans who are attacking the First Lady.
Are you talking of George Nhlala?
Yes, it's Mlala.
I don't work near a hospital. He needs to be checked mentally. If people react to issues that have got to do with governance, and if the only language that Mlala knows is coup or whatever, let him say it. But how qualified is he to pronounce the law?
So, looking at what is happening in the ZANU-PF party, Mr. Matebandanda, we know that you are in the liberation struggle, and all along you have been fighting for freedom. And we know that you are actually in the trenches. You are locked up, you know, by Mr. Mgabe and his colleagues, because you didn't want the president in the first place. So, where is this succession thing going? You know, you vote veterans. You seem to be fighting for something that is democratic. One man, one vote is what you fought for, isn't it?
That's it.
So where is it going?
If you are talking about us being put in prison, I think you know the charges that were preferred against us, and that could not be substantiated in the court of law. And if it cannot be substantiated in a court of law, it becomes harassment. And why people can be harassed, it's not for me to answer. It's for the person harassing to tell you why they do that.
And taking to the, turning back to the issue of succession, Mr. Matiba Danda, your critics are saying war veterans are merely supporting one of the vice presidents, that is Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa. Is that
that's a very wrong conception.
Mm-hmm.
When we talked about Mnangagwa, mm-hmm. we were talking about the liberation war structure,
mm-hmm.
that enabled President Mugabe to ascend to the position of president. It was because there was a clear mm-hmm. succession structure plan put in place.
Mm-hmm.
This is why he always says, Ndakanzi chinda unotungamirira hondo nevamwe. That was because the president had been chucked out of the party. The vice president, Comrade Takawira, had died in prison. The chairman, Comrade Herbert Chitepo, had died in Zambia. And the only senior person that had remained was Robert Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like automatic that it was him who was supposed to succeed. If you want, the Chimoyo Congress can never be referred to as a very legitimate, if it was not a structure that mm-hmm. had been agreed upon, because it was not representative of the provinces of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
It was a process done only to make sure that the armed struggle continues. And this was because there was no argument that the most senior person then should take leadership. But had it been that a proper election was supposed to be done, an election could have not been done in Mozambique. Otherwise, because we had liberated zones then, we would have said, let's move our headquarters to some parts of Zimbabwe so that provinces and all areas could be represented at a Congress. This is the procedure of a Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It is representative of all areas of the country. But that was not the case at the Chimoyo Congress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was not wrong for war veterans to say, if it follows the seniority of the liberation struggle structure, the next senior person was Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, it's not like this is a new thing. From the ZAP side, when the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo died, the next senior person, Joseph Msika, took over.
Mm-hmm.
And when Msika died, John Nkomo, the next senior person, took over. And after John Nkomo, we are told that the next senior person who took over is Pelekezela Poko.
Mm-hmm.
So what is unique about Mnangagwa if he truly is the only senior person remaining?
But talking about Mr. Mpoko, there were some in ZAPU who were saying they didn't even know him, and he was not the most senior.
I was not in ZAPU, but I know that he deserted the war.
Mm-hmm. But turning back to Mr. Mnangagwa, some people are also saying he was not that senior, apart from being Mr. Mugabe's personal assistant.
If they know of any other senior, can they tell us? Did they tell you who is the next senior person is?
They've even said Dr. Sekera Mai, for example, was actually above him. Is it true?
He was a florist.
Mm, yo.
Mr. Matema Danda.
Now, look here, guys. We are talking about ZANU, not Floris.
Okay.
We are talking about ZANU. Mnangagwa went to was it Nigeria or Ghana in around 1961-62 for training, and he went to China in around 1964. For training,
mm-hmm.
And he was imprisoned for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was in prison. He was in prison together with the president.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the great man? So we don't take the Jonathan Moyo version seriously. We know Jonathan Moyo is a lunatic.
So now when we look at Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, we know that he's a trained lawyer, and at the end of the day, there are some people who allege that he's not sellable to the public. One, secondly, he's linked to the Kukuraundi massacres, and thirdly, we are told that Professor Jonathan Moyo actually released a dossier on him, which actually linked him to the injury of a journalist who is crippled right now as we speak. So now, is it plausible for you guys to be actually baking such a person for the presidency?
You said, being a lawyer, he did what?
No, we know that he's a great lawyer, as we are told. And then other things fall in place.
And what?
And the other issue is that, he's linked to some kind of atrocities in Matabeleland. The Kukuraundi atrocities.
Why do you want to put atrocities in Matabeleland to Mnangagwa when Sekerera Mai acknowledged that he did it because it was supposed to be done? It is on public record that Sekerera Mai addressed the nation. We have recordings. Him being asked why that was happening and him justified. Why do you take that from Sekerera Mai and put it on Mnangagwa? When Sekerera Mai is there to answer, so if you want, I can give you the tape, I have it. Why don't you talk up? Why don't you talk about the commander in chief?
Everyone who is involved, of course, you are right there. I think we have a second guest, an analyst. Mr. Matebananda, please do stay on the line. I think we have Mr.
You said something about Jonathan. Let me answer that.
Yes, it was. Yes.
You said a journalist, this and that.
Yes.
When you come to Kunewaro, Ivangani. If you are talking about governance, if you are talking about leading a country, you don't go about rumor mongering and want to justify rumors for taking over president. That's out. And if Jonathan is talking about all these things, why doesn't he first talk about his desertion?
Please do stay on the line, Mr. Mateba, and I think we have our second guest, Mr. Bekilizwe Ndlovu.
I'm trying to.
No, please stay on the line.
Stay on the line, please.
We have a second guest. Mr. Ndlovu, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes, Mr. Ndlovu, you heard what Mr. Mateba Danda is saying there. What is your take?
Look, Mr. Mateba Danda is a partisan in his approach. He's trying to sell an unsellable horse, in my opinion. I mean, we are talking about a man who has lost a parliamentary election, and ZANU-PF still wants to sell him or to force him down the throats of Zimbabweans. I don't think that is going to work. I'm also interested in understanding why a person like Mr. Matematana would call Jonathan Moore, Professor Jonathan Moore, lunatic, someone who has literally outwitted them. This has never happened. And everywhere you go, you know, when you listen to Chris Ntangwa, Matema Danda, everyone who is on the side of the Lacoste, the so-called Lacoste faction, they single out Jonathan. Why? Because they know that he is at the center of their demise. So it's interesting that they still call him a lunatic when the lunatic is literally not made them cleaners. That's very interesting. So, but for me, this whole idea of the war veterans wanting to seem to be saying that the people of Zimbabwe have a right to choose. We had one, I saw a video of the Secretary General of the war veterans, where you are saying the election is going to be free, people are going to be able to choose their own. Now we have Matema Danda. He is saying to us the most appropriate thing to do is to have Nangakwa as president because he's the most senior. They've gotten so used to imposing people on us. Mm-hmm. Initially, they imposed Robert Mugabe himself, rigging elections, continuously threatening, intimidating people, and imposing a candidate who long lost favor with the people of Zimbabwe. Now, as if that was not enough, they still want to continue and take it further and impose Edim Nangakwa on the people of Zimbabwe. I think we have come to a point where this space must be opened and the people of Zimbabwe have a voice for a change. Mm-hmm. It's really disappointing to hear a person still rooting for a person like Mnangagwa, who is actually part of the ugly, you know, history of Zimbabwe, especially the civil war that happened. For him to even talk about Mnangagwa not having done anything with the Kukraundi that happened. We know, even the book that Joshua Nkomo wrote, he talks about the people like Mnangagwa. He doesn't mention even once Sekeramai. The people he talks about, Ankala, Mnangagwa, Robert Mugabe, you know, but Sekeramai is not mentioned at all. So for someone to come now and say, this is the person who should rule Zimbabwe, it's really disappointing. People should get tired of writing roughshod on Zimbabweans. They should rest and make us rest also. So we go to a democratic state where Zimbabweans choose the person they want, you know, to rule them.
But Mr. Ndlovu, does it mean that if he's not mentioned in Mr. Nkomo's book, that is Mr. Sekeramai, therefore is not involved?
He was involved. Mm-hmm. People played different parts. Terence Siri played his part. Chiwembwa played his part. Robert Mugabe played his part. But the main ones who were in front, who were in the forefront, are the ones that are mentioned. And Mnangagwa is one of them. Mm-hmm. So we can see the video. I've seen the video that's circulating where Sekeramai is trying to defend sending the Kukraundi to Matabeleland. He played his part. So we don't even want, they can argue about seniority and say Sekeramai is senior and so on. I'm not interested even in that. I see ZANU-PF as an old horse that should die. And I see it making its last kicks, and that's very interesting for me.
Thank you. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the ZANU-PF succession dispute, Gibbs.
Yeah, lapha ke silomnumzana Freedom. Ekungani baba Freedom, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba, ninjani?
Siphile kakhulu. Nantu daba ngena kona.
Yabona umama lapha vela setshenze ukuphambanisa kuphela abantu, but asozana nje. But bona sebekwenza sebefuna ukuthi uvusela umsindo besiphambanise thina lapha abanye ama-opposition e-party. Lezi zinto abazozenza izinto abavele bezironge kudala lezo. Asikho ukuthi abantu aphomba ukuvukelana kuba izinto abasebezirongile ukuthi sebefuna ukuphambanisa kuphela ukuthi ama-election abuya kubuye kuwumsindo kuphela.
So ukutsho ngani khonokho?
Ngikutsho ngomama lo okhuluma nawe.
But what you are saying is that, you know, the first lady, what she's doing, she's causing this kind of chaos because ZANU-PF people have agreed, some of them, to make sure that towards the elections there will be total chaos so that maybe it can be re-elected, you know. That's the little that I got from him.
Yes, Regatti Dzokile. Vamati Madanda Mujirupe Hiriparunare. Vamati Madanda.
Na pandataura wa Mnangagwa nda anti pindura za Mavunza. I never said he must be president. I never campaigned for him. But he's accusing me of being aligned to someone. But I can tell you he's aligned also to other groups. So that is natural. And unfortunately, he thinks that it is only his mind that it should be spoken about. It's unfortunate. And for him to wish ZANU-PF away by talking on a radio program, that is unfortunate. He has to mobilize for whoever he thinks must win. and make sure that his party and candidate wins an election. We are not going to win an election on this program. So I think he wants a lot of help. He talks about Jonathan Moll and defends him. That is his right, and it is also my right to see Jonathan Moll in the way I see him. I don't think that is an issue we can bring on this program. He must talk about how we can solve problems. He can never want to wish people away, and he can never say, because this one was written by so and so, then it becomes authentic. I don't think that we can waste people's time to talk about that. But we have video clips, Sekera Mai, justifying the operation. And if Mr. Love does not want this because he's got some personal feelings against Mnangagwa, that is between him and Mnangagwa. And in any case, I only talked about Mnangagwa because he'd asked the question whether Mnangagwa can win an election or not, or whether Mnangagwa is sellable or not, that is entirely up to the people of Zimbabwe, including Mr. Love.
Mr. Love?
So, you know what destroys our politics is that we push personal agendas at the expense of national agenda and national thinking. This is why we get limited to nothing but destruction. Let us think about how we can progress. You don't wish away a practitioner, a person who is practicing. Emmerson Mnangagwa is a vice president of this country, and for someone to say we should not talk about him, now what should we talk about?
Okay, Mr. Matimadanda, let's bring Mr. Ndlovu to respond to what you just said. Mr. Ndlovu.
No, I never said that we should not talk about Mnangagwa. And for Mr. Matimadanda to say we should be solving problems and not talking what we are talking about, that is the process. We are in the process of talking, disagreeing and agreeing here and there. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with that. And he cannot claim now that he's not rooting for Mnangagwa. Clearly, when you listen to him, you feel that he is saying to us, Mnangagwa is the most senior person, therefore the most entitled in terms of succession. He is the right person to take over from President Mugabe. So he cannot hide behind a finger and claim that's not what he is saying. And then the other thing, he again says that I seem to have to be taking sides with Jonathan. All I said was, it's interesting that whenever those that are on the Lacoste side get a chance to talk, anywhere, any corner, they talk about Jonathan Moy. I mean, we had Chris Mtangwa coming to Vets University here to present a paper at Nkomo's lecture. And for the first 20 minutes, he spoke about Jonathan. To talk about someone to the extent that you make them seem so big. This is what they have done with Jonathan. They have made him big. And when they do that, they think that they are downplaying him when they are actually making him bigger every time. So for me, now, I'm not saying, if you are listening to me, Mr. Matemata, I'm not saying that I wish anyone away, but I see and can predict whether we like or not the time for ZANU-PF to die has come. And it's doing what we believe in our cultures in development, that when a black mamba gets bruised or when it gets a wound, it bites itself and it dies. So within ZANU-PF, we have people, players like Grace Mugabe, we have players like Jonathan Moyo, we have players like Mtanga who are working from outside and Nangapu. They are busy biting themselves. What is going to happen eventually, whether we like it or not, is that the space is going to be open and the right people are going to take over power and run this country in a different way. You are leaving as ZANU-PF a bad precedent. You are leaving a bad legacy that is going to be changed. And it is our wish as Zimbabweans, and you know, I speak on behalf of a lot of people, that at the end of the day, something new happens. Someone comes in with a new, you know, breed of politicians, a new breed of politics, and takes us further, gives us a new legacy.
Thank you.
And a new experience, a new narrative altogether.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. Regatende kumuteriri wedu, Mkoma Aden Chipangamati. Makadi. Aiwa, tiripo. Zitare ndizo Chipangamati. Kana Chipangamiti. Chipanga mati. Okay, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya iri mudariro ndofunga mainzwa.
Ameri kuti kuri kutokana kuite kusanzisa nokuti nebato rezvamutero. But hazvina kutanga nhasi kutyika. Sekuona kwangu, I think kubva sumo fya 1980 pakaita kusapoka kupukana kuva nyanya zvikuru asi bato rezvamutero rakaramba richiendera mberi. Nhasi riripo richirarama. Handioni kuti kukange kune kutokana mukati mebato rezvamutero kusina kuunza kupfarira kubato rezvamutero. If the opposition can work, she must work very hard. Bear in mind that it is fighting against a strong animal.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Asi pane nyaya yekutiwo muZANU PF imomo vari kunzi vari pamberi ndivamunangagwa nevasekirama. Imi munovaona sei varume vaira?
Varume vaviri varume vakachena kwazvo. Asi varume vaviri vanorwisaniswa nemapepa nhau. On social media, but I don't think there is physical fight between these guys. Or one of them go to that media. I'm going to feel that is what I'm going to do. But I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I can't bond with. I'm not going to go to the media.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachipanga mati.
Okay,
tinotenda zvikuru. What Mr. Chipanga Mati is saying is very interesting. He says that these factional fights in Zanu PF are nothing new. So if the opposition thinks they can pounce on this, they are wasting their time. They should work extra hard. And he's saying that Zanu PF has survived such factional fights. And about the alleged animosity between Mr. Sekirama and Mr. Mnangagwa, he's saying that, no, there's nothing like that. It's he's blaming the media.
For creating that.
Yes, fake media. For creating those fights. He's saying that, they work well together without any problems. But if you go on Facebook, you think there's a civil war in Zambia.
Yeah, let's read one or two messages on WhatsApp. And don't forget that we are live streaming on our pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So one message is from Nadavi Nyoni, who says, call me now. He says, there is nothing sinister which was said by the First Lady. Those who oppose what she said lack discipline, so they must be expelled from the party. Then we've got Enye Ngwati, Evela Ke Kumnumzana Paulson Moyo, Laufuna Simfonele. Utungosika ke Grace Mkabe Yebo, engaba ngumongameli weZANU PF hashi welizwe. Umongameli wezwe kumele kungene osuka kuPF zapho ngoba lalwa ikakhulu empini yenkululeko. AbeZANU PF babe lijongwe siyawazi kodwa ke abezapho labo bayitshaya sibili umpopo. Ye, so ke ngithathe ke ubaba esiqungweni uMnumzana John. John, kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani baba?
Ngiphila kakhulu, sibonga ngubani?
NguNdebele.
Yebo, Ndebele. Akumphosi lakho mnumzana.
Into engicabangayo angithi sikhuluma ngalokho okutsho nginkosikazi kamongameli. Yeah. Okay. Into engibonayo ukuthi enkulumeni yakhe kuyabonisa ukuthi ophethe amandla ngubani. Amandla asekho kubaba. Amandla sekumama. Ngakho even loba ade kungangena umama engangena maybe it would be a stepping stone ukuthi siye ngaphambili ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi iningi elilaleleyo khona manje lingakhathazeka ngenkulumo yami engiyishoyo kodwa noma nje besingathatha idonki noma ingulube noma nje igundwane noma ihashi noma yini lingangena at least kuyaba lo mehluko until kuze kubonakala ukuthi kuya ngaphi phambili.
Kodwa bona ngazani umama uzangena yini ukuthi uzokuthiwa sengu-President Grace Mugabe. Kungaba khona kungenzakala khona.
Kungenzakala ma ubhekisisa ukuthi usuke kuphi ebesenzani khona manje uposition bani e-partying. Kungenzakala nakhona.
Ukuthi akusoze kube nokuzela mo.
akukho kudala engenile kule position akuyo and wonke umuntu bengabelieve ukuthi uzongena ungenile uleso sihlalo khona manje lakhona si-influential okungatsho khona ukuthi loba engaphatha ungeke kuze kumangaze kodwa ukuphatha kwakhe ebantwini nxa ungakubhekisisa ngendlela ekhaliphileyo kungaba yinto nje engaba mfishane wenza ukuthi ilizwe likwazi ukuthi limuvele phambili.
Yes, siyabankhulu ke mnumzana John Ndebele ungathi nalo kusasa baba.
Ngiyabonga.
So what Mr. John Ndebele was saying is that the first lady is capable of becoming the next president of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
She says with the kind of remarks, it shows that she's in power right now. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mr. Matheba Danda, do you agree?
Well, I want to respect his thinking, but if you're asking that, do I go along with it? I'll say no. But I respect his thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think is right on what he says, is that she is now wielding state power.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
What she says and what she said, especially in Chinoy, tells everyone that she's controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And she in fact said it when she said three people are advising the president, herself and the two vice presidents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what she said. But if you are to say personally, what is my view and opinion, and what do I want? I'll say, I cannot go along with that
mm-hmm.
for reasons that I have.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring in the third guest that we have here, Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is the ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Chuma, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. You heard there the assertion that the First Lady is very much in charge of the country now.
I don't think I formed it properly, but what are the assertions exactly?
That from the remarks from the First Lady, it appears that she is the one who is wielding state power.
No, that cannot be true. We have got a sitting president. Who is definitely in charge. I'm in the state factionary, but every year, by his lieutenants, the two vice presidents, and other cabinet instructions.
Mm-hmm. But like Mr. Matheba Danda is saying here, that the First Lady actually said it herself, that the president has three advisors, including yourself.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, really. Can you wish away your wife is running some of the business, especially if the wife is also into the mainstream politics of the day? That would definitely not sound correct for me. She is the First Lady. You cannot wish her away. She lives with the president. They are bound to discuss things. And she's also the leader of the Women's League of the ruling party, which is ZANU-PF. So somehow, somewhere down the line, your voice, your word, should also be sort of heard, but definitely the underlying authority, the common denominator, being the president himself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Now let's go to Mr. Pekeliso Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, it seems as if there's somebody who's saying that the First Lady is in charge right now and she can be the next president of Zimbabwe. Your comment, please.
That the First Lady is entirely in power.
Yes.
Yes, to a large extent, but not in power. In my observation, she is not in power. She's in a struggle. She's afraid. She's in fear. And naturally, like the previous speaker says, you of being wise has a say on what happens. She's
no. I think we are moving a little bit, Mr. Ndlovu. Can you go back to your spot where you are talking from? Because now we can hardly hear you.
Okay, I'm still one spot though.
Yeah, okay, now you're okay.
Okay. So I was saying, by virtue of being his wife, and because she is the one in the first family who is in that marriage, who still has enough energy to walk and speak and tell people who to stop it, she is speaking on behalf of the first family. Look, if Grace was not the character she is, Mugabe would be a lame duck president by now. But they were strategic. They put Grace in front to rule on. They are ruling together. This is where Charamba missed it. Charamba thought that he could come, and Grace told him 2 days ago in Chinoy that you thought you could come between me and my. You cannot come between a wife and her husband. So indeed, she is ruling, but as a part of the big thing, and she has saved Mugabe from becoming a proper lame duck president. She's wielding power. The power she wields, though, she wields it from a point of weakness, because she's defending it for fear. Mugabe himself have said this, that he's failing to die because he's afraid. Grace does not want Mugabe to die because she's afraid. These people overstayed their welcome in the political realm of Zimbabwe. Now they find themselves in a corner and needing to be free, but they can't because of fear. So it's power, yes, but for me, it's more fear than power. It's more fear than power.
Let's go back to Mr. Matema Danda. Mr. Matema Danda, are you on the line?
Yes.
And Mr. Matema Danda, your critics are also saying that, you know, war veterans are responsible for whatever is happening in the country now, because you used to defend the system for a number of years when ordinary Zimbabweans were clamoring for change and democracy. What's your take?
No, that is true. It is true to some extent, and we cannot run away from it. We, yes, supported, we did everything, thinking that it was the right thing, but we have since realized that it is the wrong thing altogether. But coming to the justification of the First Lady, especially when they talk about his insulting of Charamba and so forth. You will remember that Vice President, I know this might not go well with the Mr. Ndlovu. You say, I'm campaigning for Mnangagwa, but Mnangagwa was insulted by many people, and the President never commented. But now she's worried about Charamba. What is the application of justice like there? Because you want to have, if you've got a fair person, they must apply judgment and laws equally. But this is not the case. So I'm just throwing that one to see if the application or wielding of power, if it is being done correctly. But I like what Ms. Ndlovu said, that it is all out of fear. That's true. But if people think of any change in the running of the politics of Zimbabwe, I encourage them to be very positive to each other. This thing of, as we are discussing, you can, if you are listening, you can see that this one supports this and that one supports that. But as long as we have distinct lines dividing us, we are still going to have problems. For example, I find myself, Mutsangwe and others, being put in Tim Lacoste. But I'm told that Tim Lacoste is a faction in ZANU-PF. I'm not a member of ZANU-PF because I was expelled. How do I come a member of a team in a political party in which I was expelled? So, you see, I think we've got to develop new strategies. Even those that are in opposition, those who wish ZANU-PF away, I think they've got to change their approaches. For someone to say, when a snake is wounded, it bites itself and so forth. This is politics.
But Mr. Matema Danda, I think where people, Mr. Matema Danda, I think where people are also coming from is your structure, and some are accusing you and your fellow veterans of rewriting history by seeking to elevate Mr. Mnangagwa ahead of others, because the likes of Rugare Gumbo, for example, have disputed the notion that you are promoting that Mr. Mnangagwa was high. Where were the likes of Solomon Mujuru, for example, in that
structure? Yes. But I talked about Mnangagwa because they asked the question. I told you that we were speaking about the war structure.
Yeah, but I'm saying that
as war veterans, we never said Mnangagwa should take leadership.
No. I am saying that
he is the only senior person on the ZANU side.
No, I am saying that if you ask people who were also senior, like Rugare Gumbo, they've disputed that. They said, no, Mr. Mnangagwa did not have that high post in Zandla.
But I've got a newspaper with me where Rugare Gumbo acknowledges that, yes, Mnangagwa is the only remaining senior person in the current ZANU. In the current ZANU structure.
Mm-hmm. So he is a leader by default, if we may put it that way.
Any other person who is senior to Mnangagwa is in ZANU PF at the moment.
I am saying, is it by default now, because many were kicked out, like the likes of Gumbo himself and Amai Mjuru?
And myself.
Yeah.
So, whether I want to call it default or whatever, but what we were mainly saying was that at the current standing, he is the most senior person. And we, personally, I would like to learn if there is anyone who knows any other person from the ZANU side.
They were all kicked out. They were all kicked out.
At the moment.
They were all kicked out.
They were all kicked out by who?
By Mr. Mugabe and his backers.
So,
and by Mr. Mnangagwa himself, some allege the likes of Joyce Mujuru.
And I don't think you want to accuse me for that.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So if you are not, I think this should not stop us from talking. If it is Mr. Mugabe, if it is Mr. Mnangagwa, I don't know. But I can tell you who expelled me.
But looking at what is happening in ZANU PF, it seems as if the war veterans are actually conniving with a certain faction of the ruling party. So maybe the party may be stronger or it will be weakened, but we don't actually know. Let me read one or two messages on WhatsApp. One of the messages is coming from Zimbabwe, Engwalati Enkai. Yeah, so uti yebo angawuthatha umbuso unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kodwa kuzaba isikhathi esifitshana kumangalisayo njengalokho okwenziwa nguBishop Abel Tendekai Muzorewa. Singake simangale xa ukuthi ungeza kanjalo, utsho njalo ke uZimbabwe Engwalati. Then kuzobuya ke ubaba ke omunye osithumezeleyo lapha, kumbe ngumama ye uzanele. Uzanele Sibanda uti ngeke asithathe lesi sikhundla, ulamawala kakhulu unkosikazi Grace Mugabe. Ngiyangeke kakhulu elulaza ucomrade George Jaramba. Sengathi ke ubekankasa elomlomo omude, pho ke yena uzahlonitshwa mbani? Abantu bakhuluma lapha. Kuzobuya ke omunye osithumezele imessage lapha kasatshonga ukuthi mbani, uthi abantu bebandla leZANU PF yibo ababulala ilizwe. Ngakho ke uright unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uthi abakhahlameze, abagijimise kangaka, ye kumele abadabule inyongo. Lathi sebasihlukumeza kakhulu. Ye, so ngokunye messages esiwatholayo ke lapha. Bababheka ithi ziyazwela lapho ukuthi abantu bayakhuluma sibili. Akuphosi nje mbijana, sizosithatha ke ikhona.
Of course, we have a caller, Joe in Kariba. Makadi mkoma, Joe.
Nafara makadi mkoma.
Aiwa, tiripo edu. Mkoma Joe, tipewe pungwa zenyu.
Ya, kutawara kwa kuitu wa Matema Danda tukukundu kwa kwese. Asi wa Matema Danda bezi, nga wate warachizu wa kutu wanuwaru kutawara nao. Waka funda uye, waka chenjira uye. Masitu chenze mu Zimbabwe, anu isi wa kutida mchikore seiri. Kutirifike pariri. dove vamwe vakanga vachibatirira kusinu sishate kusika pakasikapa maoveterans aya anozotinozoshaya kuti maoveterans yayo ndapi kana pachava vakuda kutsvaka kudzingana vanotanga kupomerana mhosva dzezvigaro zvavo kuhondo nekusarwa hondo kwakadi asi kana vari pachinhu chimwe chete chekuba maresosi enyika vanenge vachiwirirana kwazvo zvinezvino chikotinetsa vamatema danda ava ndechekuti vari kutaura vakawanda tinozviziva kare kutava matema danda mutsigiro wamunangagwa nekuti vari kumiting yavo kunenge kugwero heroko vakatombotaura nyaya yekuti vamunangagwa vakasatora chigaro ropa rinodeuka saka nhasi vamatema danda vadzingwa muzanu pf vakuda kutaura semwana wezimbabwe anomirira kodzero dzevanhu nyambisi rwatinotozova chinangwa chavo ndechekuti vamunangagwa vapinde kuti vadzokerese havana kumbobuda muzanu pf varume avavo vane zanu pf yavo yavanotofamba nayo padii nevamunangagwa yatinongoona ezvino mukanzwa vachitaura vanotaura seg4 asi vanonyatsokudzivisa kuti muzanu pf nemafakisheni maviri g4 nevakosi hapana pamunozwa pavanotaura nezvevakosi because vakosi ndo mavariyo vanokutaura sana jonathan moyo nanakasikuwere asi havarangariri kuti ndo vakachinja mutemo wezanu pf 2014 vamunangagwa vari legal affairs secretary kuti vamugabe wepo wemasimba wekwakuenda mavice president wavanoda iri nzira yekudzinga mai mujuru mai mujuru wavaburisa takazvinga vakutaura mai mujuru ranga riri hure havana
kumbomajo hatikurudzire kutaura mazwi akadaro iyayi pamhepo
zvakanaka sori neurombo nekutaura zvakadaro tangoti vangoonawo matema danda kuti nemaonero atinongoitawo isu kuti zvakanaka vari kutaura asi hazvibatsiri nekutaura pamusoro pedambudziko ravakavaka iyo ravasingachagoni kubisa avo mai mugaba ava haisi mhosva yekutaura zvavari kutaura izvi vakapuwa masimba iwayo avo nemaoveterans saka haisi mhosva yamai mugaba yekuti vataure izvi vari kutaura zvinhu zvavakapuwa kuti vataure saka yangu yedambudziko mezvoita matema danda vanzengwa nezanu pf iye zvine vari muzanu pf izvizvi vangati vachiimba rwiyo rumwe chete rwuibwa namai mugabe irwo saka tine dambudziko rekuti vanhu havamiri pachokwadi ava vanokutaura chokwadi kana zvavaomera sezvaizvizvizvi izvi vakangodzi vadzokera muzanu vari kutotembera kudzokera muzanu pf izvozvo vakangodzi vadzokera bedzi nodzwa vakutaura kutanga kuimba rumwe rumwe havasi vanhu vanoimbika maoveterans aya ndo maonero atinongoitawo izvi
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma joe Before we ask Mr. Matema Danda to respond, but what essentially what Joe is saying is that, you know, the war veterans are also responsible for what is currently prevailing in ZANU-PF and is accusing Mr. Mnangagwa of changing the constitution so that it would be easy to expel former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. We also have another message from Muzi Ncube who says, is ZANU-PF war is very imminent now. These are great signs of a dying horse. This is really a ZANU-PF CIO versus the army, and the war is imminent. That's his take there.
Or maybe first let's go to Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, you have been hearing people saying a lot of things here. So in defense of whatever you are hearing, what is the future of the first lady in ZANU-PF? And do you see maybe fighting to the top?
I think the first lady has come out clear to say that she's not aiming for the presidency. She has said it with their own words. So I don't think we should speculate otherwise. But another issue that I wanted to bring to on board is the issue of seniority and the issue of being an elder. These things must be defined and separated clearly. When you say someone is a senior, It then goes to say that there must be a position to be spoken about. So in this case, for example, I'm a member of the Central Committee of ZANU-PF, which means that I'm in a senior position. I could be more senior than even Wama Temadana, although he's an elder because he was actually a participant of the Liberation War. But because of my position, I become a senior. What I'm trying to say is that VP Mnangagwa, VP Mpoko are seniors in the party right now. VP Mpoko is the most senior person in the ZANU setup, as much as VP Mnangagwa is the most senior person in the ZANU setup, because he holds that senior position of being the vice president of the country and the second secretary of the ruling ZANU-PF party. So this must never be confused. If somebody comes up and says that there's somebody who is more senior, I wonder if they understand the context of seniority. A context of seniority comes with a position. So definitely, there is no doubt, and there must never be a question, who is senior there. The seniority is about the position that you hold. And then the elder, a part of it, yes, can come in. There are so many other elders who might even be older than the president himself. There were elders, some of them even went to war before him. They are elders. But in seniority, the president becomes number one as the first secretary and also as the president of the nation. So these things must be looked at and defined clearly so that people don't confuse themselves and start asking a lot of questions and stuff like that. And definitely when you say that, then you must therefore know that the moment you are insulting your senior, it's just like you in that radio station right now. If you insult the CEO of that station, your days will be numbered, definitely. So one day, things are going to ring on you and you might find yourself losing that job. So it is very important to understand that, to say that if someone is senior, you cannot insult them, you cannot attack them. It becomes totally wrong. And that's the take that people need to understand about these issues. Seniority equals to position.
And the future of the First Lady, one way. Future of the First Lady?
The First Lady definitely is a future because she is the boss in the Women's League. And as it stands right now, she is holding that position.
Thank you.
I don't see anything changing. So, I mean, from now, I think the status quo is going to remain in our next Congress. When it comes, then we shall look at such thing. But as far as I'm concerned, I think she's in that position affirmatively, and nothing to me right now seems to be a factor that is going to change that status quo.
Thank you so much, Kolite. I've got a person on the line, and his name is Bangazita. Bangazita, ngizokuthola kulo mbuzo ofuna ukubuza uChuma. Bangazita. Bangazita, uyangizwa yini?
Injani baba?
Yeah, uthola lo mbuzo yesikhaphe kabi.
Yebo phela, kodwa kude njani? Ngilo mbuzo nje, hayi lokho obeqhina labathakatha ngingeni. Umbuzo wami nje ukuChuma, wabuChuma lapho ukuthi njengomuntu wesiNdebele ngeviki ephelileyo ngibe buhlungiswa evavaza abantu kadebeselipani ukuthi bathanda umkani. Kambe sibili ngicela ukubuza ukuthi ngesiNdebele sinqa ukuthi umuntu uyamthanda uyalekwenzelele ngoba mina ngikwaziyo ngomkani kusukisela ngisempini engikwaziyo ukuthi ubulele abantu belipani enkaye konke abangu 20,000 kho nxa bemthanda bamthandela ukuthi wabulalwa yife na.
Yes,
ngibuza omunye umbuzo futhi ukuthi kathi abantu besiNdebeleni kungani zisetshenziswa kangaka? Kwasuka saba lo nkala. Unkala wasithengiswa wakhuluma into ezimbi ngathi. Kodwa uthe sesifa ulandule. Namhlanje silabantu anjengokuba boJuma, silabantu anjengabomgoli. Kanti nxa kumele ngibuze umbuzo wokuthi nxa kungakho into zingavuka ziguqukile. Sesibabuza imbuzo sithi nakho amathambo ekugrawundi lisiphendule umgabe engasekho mbese sifile mbeke ekhatshana kwini.
Ngamathambo
abantu ababesekela
ivanukhiisikhathi
sibili into leyi yindaba abantu esiNdebele begijima phambili umguni kathesi
ngenxa yokuthi umdala wethu ubaba uJoshua Nkomo waba nomanyano leZanu thina sasiyizaphu phela kini waba nomanyano kwadala iZanu PF yikho lapha esikhona yikho esisebenza sikhona esathiywa khona ngumdala wethu wathi bantwana bami bingasuki khonapho so yikho esikubambileyo khona kubana ngaphandle kokuthi umdala yana azavuka athi hayi siphumani khonapho ye singaphuma okwakathi sinxa siwukhangele sishiye khonaphana and sibona hanta kulungile sikhonaphana sesiyalungisisana lokhu into entsha ehambayo iZANU-PF akuseyozanaaabantu
Siyabonga ubaba Chuma, is that too? Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you, thank you. We want to take this opportunity to thank Honorable Joseph Chuma, Mr. Victor Matema Danda, Secretary General, Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Mr. Bekilizwe Ndlovu, Independent Political Analyst. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.